INTS presents Global Maintenance Handbook. A handbook to guide the citizens of Earth towards better habits regarding our responsibility as good custodians of both the atmosphere, its land, and its creatures would be quite easy to write. As a matter of fact, any grade school child could write such a thing, as the entries would be more than obvious. But who could apply it, and who would even agree with it? Throughout the articles in INTS, there are solutions scattered about, and they will eventually be compiled to just such an end. The main problem is in finding the appropriate actions to take, however. It's overcoming the apathy, greed, and stupidity of the human animal known as man. Consensus is always required for what is wholly a world problem involving all of us before anything can be accomplished, and this is largely impossible given our ridiculous habits and penchant for convenience. We are so pampered in the so-called first world of North America. We clamor to purchase the latest of everything, including the newest of the new. When a recent nutrient called glucosamine came on the market, many of us immediately included it in our diet of pills, advocating to our friends, "I should have started taking this years ago," causing them to rush out and include it in their vitamin consumption as well. No research or cursory research is done on the web, looking mainly at what could only be considered as advertising spouted by doctors, scientists, and others that profit from our gullibility. Most would get their information from the television, or worse, from friends that are totally uninformed, but see the additive as some kind of panacea for their physical troubles. The point here being that information on something as important as things we ingest is very hard to come by, unless you consider the profiteers a reliable source, which would readily qualify you as one who simply takes up space in the gene pool. Occasionally, there are glimmers of light in our news system, and for a short moment, some reality is cast on the truth of the matter. But that usually isn't until years later, when the companies involved have had their merry way with us. A good example of this is vitamins A and E, that have been shown to be largely poisonous when taken internally in the rarefied, chemically produced form from artificial sources. Chewing a raw carrot or eating raw whole grains is really the only reliable source of these nutrients, and the producers know this, but couldn't care less until they're caught. Their purpose is to find new, marketable conveniences that will allow us, ostensibly, to continue our unbridled consumption of junk food, or less than desirable sources such as canned or frozen cooked carrots and so-called enriched flour. If we actually knew how harmful and lacking these items were, we would never touch them. Proof of this is not hard to find. Ask yourself why more than half of the population of wonderful old Canada will contract diabetes, heart disease, stroke, or cancer in their lifetime, and the normal scale would be found in countries that do not have such poisons marketed. This is only the tip of the iceberg, as they say. We are incredibly stupid in almost everything we do, and unfortunately, there is really no other word to describe us. So how do you get a bunch of greedy idiots worldwide to clean up their act and start making some sense of our pollution and atmosphere problems? Well, that's a good question. And the answer isn't some guidelines found on some obscure website lost in the mega blog of today. The answer is where we live, in our hearts and in our minds, and common sense and gut feeling. Or you could just go ask some kid. Namron Soros.